JD was talking to us. It's gotten so bad. You're going to a Cardinals event. You're not a Cardinal fan. You're a Raider fan. a singles event on the first game of the season.
Yeah, it's on the 20th of September. And it's against the Seahawks. So, in case that matters. But yeah, it's this app called Hooked. And basically, you can scan a QR code at the stadium. You can make a profile if you don't already have one. You can match with someone there and meet them in a designated section at the Cardinals game.
I kind of like it. I haven't done anything like this. I've done the, and I've shared with the show, I overshare with my show of things that I've done, but I've done salsa dancing.
Yeah.
I've done the fancy dinners. I've done just tacos. I've made dinner. I've invited them over. I've gone swimming. I've done, I think at one point on the second date, I was like, hey, you want to go crazy and fly to Vegas with me? Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was a little much.
But didn't turn out too well. I've tried it all. So I'm like, yeah, JD, you are right. It is bad out there. I'm down to try something like this.
Well, it's so bad that singles are resorting to experiences instead of just flat out going to a dinner.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like you have to be around other people and it's just bad. It's rough.
So we asked you to share your stories of how bad is it at
602-805-0101.
Nicole and Phoenix, how bad is it?
Oh my God. It is so bad that I have decided to go Salt River tubing. And here's the small part is I can't swim.
Okay.
Ooh.
So.
Okay. All right, girl.
You need to just, I don't know, go to Costco, meet somebody. I don't know if you should go somewhere where you might need to swim. That doesn't sound safe.
I know, but like all my friends are going and I feel like there's eligible bachelors there and I'm just like trying to get creative with like what I could wear. Like obviously I can't wear like floaties on my arms, but I was like, maybe there's like a swimsuit that's like lined with like flotation devices that's not like obvious. Like maybe it has like abs in it and I could just like wear that suit. Yeah. I don't know. I'm reaching here. It's bad.
Yeah. It's called breast. Those are your flotation devices, but I don't think that'll help you keep afloat. Yeah, I think you might. Is it that bad? Can you just do bars or
just stay on land?
Yeah.
No. No, I've tried it. I've been there, done that.
I don't know. Maybe I can downplay it for you. I've never been Salt River tubing thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't want like to get third degree burns above the water and then swim with stuff that's floating in the water.
Correct, yeah.
I don't think it's sexy for you. I think you're fine. I think you're okay missing out on this. And you could die.
You know, I'm assuming when you've gone with friends, you just tie your tubes up and stuff like that.
Well, you told her to tie her tube?
Oh,
wow. Jeez.
I haven't tied my tube yet. Yeah,
wow, JD. I know you hate kids, but
that couldn't have been any more of a layup. I'm so sorry. I mean, it is not, it's dangerous a little bit. I mean, I love the Salt River. I've gone a bunch of times. So it's definitely something that you can like talk with somebody. So I like the social aspect of it, but you have to know how to swim. If you're going to the Salt River, you have to be very careful.
Yeah, it's not that serious. I mean, I feel like, you know, the tube, hopefully I'll just, you know, grab onto the tube if something happens.
But I don't know.
Yeah, as a girly who can't swim either, I just like to avoid places where I think I could put myself in danger. Yeah. Or if I know I'm wearing a floaty with no shame, just to be, you know, extra safe. But I guess it's that bad out there, so I can't hate.
Yeah, I don't think I could wear floaties, but it is that bad that I'm willing to risk my life to find a guy.
You should go to swim class.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
You're like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Nicole and I will be in swim classes together.
Yeah, maybe you'll find a gentleman that learning how to swim and you can bond over that.
Okay, I feel like if a man can't swim at my age now, I'm like, I feel like that's...
Oh, that's your ick?
Yeah, I was like, it's an ick for you, but you can't.
Right. It is.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to meet a woman. I got to save your ass at Salt River, resuscitate you. Stick my tongue in your mouth. Wait, sounds kind of cool. When are you going? Hold on here.
Yeah, TFTI. Thanks for the invite.
Wait a minute, you're alive?
It's like Wendy Peppercorn all over again.
I know. Sandlot.
Hell yeah. All right.
I see what you're doing.
Hold on right there. I'm going to get your schedule when you're going.
Oh, man.
All right, keep them calls coming.
602-805-0101.
It's so bad out there dating. You're resorting to what? I do know we have someone named Michael on the line. It does say here that he's going to church.
Okay.
To meet people, but there's a twist to why it's so bad. I think that's a good idea maybe to go to church.
Not a bad idea.
Some close friends have been telling me that you should just be going to church and meet someone with your same faith and stuff like that. So we'll talk to Michael. Why is it so bad going to church to meet somebody? We'll find out up next. Morning Mess.